they're departing from each other for a time.
Well, this says I'll tell you goodbye.
Okay.
Until we meet again.
Okay. All right. I think that's basically it. There were a couple other things I wanted to ask you about growing up. If you just tell me a little more about you growing up, what you did when you were little, when you were a child. Did you help out with the work?
Yeah. Well, like I say, when I started school, how the kids now say they don't have nothing to do or have to come home, you have chores to do. I can always remember shucking corn for the pigs. That would seem like they were always hungry. And then later, I don't know what year I started milking cows. That was another chore to do. And that was morning and evening. You milked before you went to school, and a lot of times drove the cows out to pasture, which wasn't very far. And then as he got older, there was always more work to do, always something like that. And I've always herded cows in the summertime. There was no idle moments. And I had a horse, of course. I rode him bareback. See, I didn't have a saddle. That's probably why I never learned the names of the saddle.
Well, I guess it was too expensive.
And then they had a saddle, but it was a big saddle, but I didn't use it. Rode mostly bareback and herded cows. And then later, as I was trying to think when I first planted the beans, I was still in grade school, 7th or 8th grade. Used to have to help plant the crop in the spring, My dad was pretty old, grouchy too, he didn't feel good, had asthma and everything. And then all the times of growing up, I can remember, I'll tell you one thing, I can remember the first banana that I ate. It was at a grocery store here in town. And they were hung from the ceiling, and they'd take a knife and cut them off, and a banana was a nickel. And a nickel was hard to get.
I can remember that.
And in those days, and there was no bank, and you couldn't hardly borrow money, to get anything. Yeah. And like I say, we had horses and wagon, had a buggy, and had the horse to ride. We had a white horse that had been thrown off of it more than once, but luckily it never got hurt. Oh, and this was in later years. I can't remember when it was, but we had an old grouchy store man, and they brought bread into town, and his guy says, "What in the hell are these women going to do now?" He says, "If they're going to start buying bread." And bread was 8 cents for a loaf of bread, and it was a good sized loaf, and it came from Cortez.
That was store bought bread.
Yeah, it was store bought bread, but gosh, I can remember. And you couldn't buy bread in town. All of us is crackers came in a square box. It's about a foot square. And those crackers were laid in there, and they'd open them at the store, and they'd sell you so much, put it in a paper sack for you if you wanted crackers. And then the bread you either had home, you either had biscuits or bread. And
it's almost a real good cook.
Did at the store, you mentioned that money was hard to find. Did you ever trade things?
Oh, yeah, we usually took eggs in, and then, like I say, they bought sugar, salt, and coffee, mostly with the eggs traded for what? That was a grocery. You could count on your hand what was on the grocery shelf, too. Bacon powder was one thing they used to get. And then they also made butter. And so butter is 10 cents a pound. We used to deliver cream to that Mrs. and it was 10 cents for a pint.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 10 cents a pint for cream. And it was, you could, it wasn't, it was pretty much all butter fat. Wasn't much waste to it.
That is really sad.
Used to deliver. And then the lots delivered milk and a pretty good size. I don't know, it must have been more than a quart.